let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us all across America, This Week in America. Deliver Us from Evil, A Prayer for Our Times by Dr. Arnold O. Thompson is a book written for the volatile evil times in which we live and what primarily the Christian church needs to know and to do about it. It exposes the satanic strategy of lies, camouflage, hidden agendas, hidden spiritual wars that contribute to evil in the world. Also from Dr. Thompson, The Death of Wisdom, The Rise of Folly. In his introduction, he writes, wisdom is riding on a passenger train of time on a collision course with destiny, and we are all in for the ride. This book is about wisdom, riding on his train, but the book argues in recent times she's been forced to ride in the back of the train. Her wisdom of the ages is despised, and her steady influences of the ages are ignored. A pastor and ministry leader since 1967, Dr. Thompson now shares his wisdom and passion for the gospel through his writing and public speaking engagements. A graduate of Moody Bible Institute, Florida Atlantic University, and Evangelical Bible College and Seminary, he holds two BAs, a Master of Divinity and a Doctorate in Theology. Dr. Arnold O. Thompson, author of The Death of Wisdom, The Rise of Folly, Why We Must Care, and Deliver Us from Evil, A Prayer for Our Times, and he's our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Thompson, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Pleasure to talk with you, too. You make me sound good, man.
Well, you are good. You're very good. And I'm looking forward to talking, and time is going to go by too quickly. I'd like to touch on both of those books, if we can, in the time allotted. Let's talk about the inspiration. What was the inspiration for these books? And we'll start with The Death of Wisdom, The Rise of Folly. Where did this idea come from?
Well, The Death of Wisdom comes from looking at, you know, I'm a kind of guy who since many years ago, I look at the social order. I keep abreast of what's going on in the world, not just America, but the whole wide world. And as I listen, as a student of the Bible, and I listen to what's going on in the news, I often see different things from the scripture that I don't see being represented in the media or as such. So I wanted to, and what I see often is a lack of wisdom. I see an emphasis on polls, as if polls are wise. Polls are not necessarily the source of wisdom. I see emphasis on different things, politics, the law, the social order to solve every need of man. And that's not necessarily where wisdom is found. So I wanted to write about wisdom to focus people's attention on a person, Jesus Christ himself, and what he gave us in terms of what wisdom is all about. So that was basically my inspiration, is to show people that wisdom has been there and available for civilizations after civilization, but now she's ignored. Everybody think they know everything, so
that's exactly
they don't have
true.
To rely on wisdom anymore.
And I love that about the polls. Well, I'm going to come back to She's There, Riding the Train. I want to talk briefly about your other book, The Deliver Us from Evil, A Prayer for Our Times. What was the motivation for writing that? And then we'll go back and talk about wisdom.
Well, if you want to focus on just wisdom, as we have limited time, that's fine. The book, Deliver Us from Evil, is a similar approach in that when we see things happening, we see mass killings in schools. We see things that when we look at it as human being human, we say to ourselves, that is unthinkable that anybody would do that. That somebody would go to a church or to a synagogue and gun down people who are there to serve God and do the right thing. We look back on that and we say, there's something about these kind of activities that doesn't seem real. I can't look at Ukraine, seeing schools bombed, hospital bombs, playgrounds bombed. That's not normal for me. So I know that there's an evil force behind it, because Christ prayed, deliver us from evil. And he wouldn't ask us to pray to deliver us from something. that didn't exist. And so I talk about what it is. What is evil? What is it doing? How does it clarify itself in our society? And that's my inspiration, to answer the question of the unthinkable things that we see. What's behind it?
Both of these books are so compelling, and once you start reading, you will not be able to put them down. The two books we're talking about specifically, Deliver Us from Evil, A Prayer for Our Times, and The Death of Wisdom, The Rise of Folly, Why We Must Care, both of these by our guest, Dr. Arnold O. Thompson. You'll find these on his website, drthompsonbooks.com. Books available at amazon.com, the usual places, and links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Now back to wisdom. I mentioned in the beginning, you have a woman riding on a train as wisdom. Why and why do you think the woman is representative of wisdom?
Well, I can, on several levels. For me, the person that most significant in my life is my mother. She's the one who corrects me, who tried to set me on the right path. So I see her as the example and the epitome of wisdom. So, and I'm a last of 11 kids. And one of my sisters in particular, they took a liking to me as the younger one to make sure I go in the right path, to give me wisdom, so to speak. So I'm emotionally attached to that. But then when I read Job talk about wisdom as she walks the street, you know, and he glorify her as wisdom. You know, when he talk about that beautiful woman towards the end of Proverbs, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far more rubies. It's the same description he used when he was talking about wisdom. And I think the sensitivity, forgive me guys, the sensitivity of a woman, they tend to see things that I think represent wisdom. I know my wife would, I'm in a business where I have to deal with people and trust them. And my wife has been a source. She's not with us anymore, but she's been a source of wisdom to me to let me know my blind spots. When I don't see something, she will see things.
Yes.
So I think female are entrusted with more sensitivity and wisdom than us guys. We're more macho, you know, think we know everything. So forgive me, but that's just telling it like I see.
We think, we may not, but we think that we do. How would you define...
Yeah, we always think we know better. You know?
Well, exactly. How do you define wisdom? I'm thinking of that as you're talking about that. What exactly is wisdom?
Wisdom, the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Of course, in my book, I mentioned that. I said just where it begins, but it doesn't end there. Wisdom is simple, but at the same time, it's very complicated. It's simple that a child can express it. Often, they will express things that blows our mind. They see things to the mind of a child. The Bible says a little child has some wisdom. But in brief, a theological definition of wisdom that is very simple is wisdom is God's direction. God is all wise. And if he said to do this or to that, that information is wise information. If he says flee the lust of youth, that is, we see a lot in Proverbs, that's wisdom. So wisdom is God's direction. Whatever you sense that God is leading you to do, and you read his word, you're reading his wisdom. That is a brief statement of it. But of course, in the book, I laid it all the way out. It's a big book. I laid it all the way out. I laid it out from the standpoint of the scriptures, and I laid it out from the standpoint in a more practical or technical way. What is wisdom? How does wisdom compare with knowledge? How does knowledge relate to experience? What do we mean when we say somebody's a genius? I mean, I really go deep into understanding wisdom from that perspective as well. So it's a very informative book. It's meet somebody who just want to be, you know, the common understanding. And it goes deep into what wisdom is compared to education, compared to knowledge, compared to experience. And, you know, that's about the briefest answer I can give you without
well,
getting
the bottom involved. Line is read the book and you're going to learn. This book is doing so well. The Death of Wisdom. The Death of Wisdom, The Rise of Folly. I had you define wisdom. Define folly for me. What does that mean?
Folly is the opposite of wisdom. Folly is the opposite of wisdom. It's wisdom is following God. Folly is not wise. It's somebody that's not wise. It's so complex, but it could be assumed as arrogance. Somebody who thinks they know it all is not a wise person. Somebody who always think that the world according to themselves, they're so narrow they can't see or learn from anybody else, that's not wisdom. Folly is actually people who do foolish things. It's almost self-evident, you know. Abuse is folly. To hurt another person is folly. I think one of the biggest folly in our world is war. War is folly.
Yes.
We are trying to gain something by killing people. I'm not saying nations should not be involved with it to defend themselves. It is a way to defend yourself. Well, a lot of our modern wars is not defending oneself. It's about just killing other people. So there's a lot of things that's foolish in our world. To not listen to your teachers. If you're going to school, kids, it's foolish. They're there to teach us. Listen to them. It doesn't mean we have to accept everything we say. If some teacher tells us something and we have questions about it, we go home and ask our parents and listen to our parents. That is really, really folly if we don't listen to them. In the old days, that was mainly what folly was about. Not following instructions from your dad, from your mom, from your sister, from your brother. For young people, not following the advice of elders. Nowadays, young people think they know more than the elders, so it's all messed up.
That pretty well sums it up, and we can sort of unmess some of this stuff, unpack some of this, and get back to where we're supposed to be by reading Dr. Thompson's books. This one is The Death of Wisdom, The Rise of Folly, Why We Must Care. I'm going to ask one more question, then we'll talk the remaining few minutes we have, and deliver us from evil. But what is the responsibility of the Christian church to encouraging wisdom in the world? What is the responsibility the church plays in this?
When Israel was called, see, the church had this root in the Hebrew tradition from ancient of time, from Abraham on. The church in the New Testament has its roots in that tradition. And that tradition was, education was supposed to be the role of the family. Now we sometimes argue against the day school and what have you. But education, learning how to live, was something that was the responsibility of the parents to instruct the kid, teach it to your children, and then your children will teach it to their children. And there was this ongoing tradition of teaching. Now, when the church took over in the New Testament, the same thing was true. We were supposed to, you know, study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. The church is to be the ambassador of wisdom. We're not there to pit one side of the society against the other. We're not there to establish any one particular political party or political leader or the other. That is not wise, because you can find wisdom in everybody. Like I said, I opened my book. Wisdom is in everything, but only the wise see it. So we ought not to take side in that debate. What we ought to take side with is giving to the world the wisdom of God, which is expressed in his son, Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying to call. What he came to do, he came to give the world wisdom, wisdom of forgiveness, wisdom of healing, wisdom of sacrifice, dying for us, wisdom of going about and helping regular people who couldn't help themselves, wisdom as an active role in society, not some intellectual thing. I don't want to give that wrong idea. That's why I focus on Christ. When he came as a babe. How in the world you can have somebody who said he made the world, and then he comes into the world as the most helpless there is? Kid, you know, so his humility, the wisdom of his humility, the wisdom of his love, the wisdom of his mercy, the wisdom of his grace, we cover all of that. to show, and that's what the church is responsible for doing. We need to present to the world the wisdom of God, not our wisdom, not our ways, not our goals, wisdom of God. I don't want to talk too much because I can go forever. You know that.
So. Well, yeah, I wish we had about 4 hours to for each book to do this. But
I tell you, four hours too, believe me.
Well, instead of doing that, let's just encourage people to pick up a copy of both of the books. This one we're talking about is The Death of Wisdom, The Rise of Folly, Why We Must Care. The author is Dr. Arnold O. Thompson. His website is very simple, drthompsonbooks.com. Books available at Amazon, all of the usual places, and we'll have this link up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A few minutes left in the program. Time is going by so quickly, and I want to touch on Deliver Us from Evil, A Prayer for Our Times, because this is so important, and you write, its purpose is to move beyond the performance stage to view the backstage, to look behind at this often unrecognized spiritual and evil infrastructure that constantly influences and corrupts what we see on the world's popular stage. There's a lot there, and we don't have 4 hours to talk about it, but break it down for us. What's there, and what does the church need to know and to do about it?
The church is the one who's supposed to have insights. They're like the CIA, so to speak. They're supposed to know what's going on behind the scenes, so that there's protection for society, protection of our world, protection of children. They're supposed to know what's going on behind the scene. And one of the ways you know what's going on in the scene is to look at life through the eyes of the scriptures. I mean, let me just say quickly, there's a guy who had demons, and he was cutting himself, destroying himself. In our world today, they'll say this guy is having some issues and, you know, he's a lunatic, what have you. But Christ looked at him and he says, hey, come out from the man. There was something operating behind the man that controlled his body, that made him kill himself. And then when the demons begin to speak, they say, Christ, don't just destroy us. Let us go in those pigs over there, those swines. And they did. And the swine went and killed himself. Now, if you believe in one part of the Bible, you got to believe in the other. If you don't believe that story about Jesus, then you're not going to believe anything that's nice about him. But that is the story that Luke and the disciples represented as happening. A man controlled by demonic forces. And I want people to see what's going on, all these actions. 9/11, all of these things, we look at it and we said it's just terrorists. Sure, they're terrorists, but they're motivated, you know. Somebody's reported to have been killed and cut up with a saw. I mean, human beings alone, their own, is hardly thinkable.
It's hard sometimes to fully grasp and understand what goes on in the world. In fact, you sort of, unfortunately, become numb to it after a while when you hear all of these stories. Both books available at Dr. Thompson's website, which is drthompsonbooks.com. You say that it reveals the many ways in which the Christian church is being dragged into wars God did not call us to fight while neglecting the one he called us to fight. Briefly, what do you mean by that and how do we respond to it?
The problems of the spirit need to be answered by the spirit.
Yes.
The Bible said in the day of Pentecost, when the church was born, the mandate was, Jesus told him, go into Jerusalem and wait until you are endued with power. You will be my witnesses. Anything you learn about Jesus Christ that is good, you ought to be a witness for that. He went around dealing with common people that needed him, who needed healing. He gave them healing. That's the role of the church. He gave them a message of hope. That's the role of the church. He gave them, you know, Christ didn't go before the guy who wanted to kill him, Pilate, and said, I'm going to get some people together and have them vote against you and overthrow the government and put in my own. That was not his role. He says, you know, he voluntarily let the civil society put him to death because he wanted to reach people. That's the core of the message. Be sacrificed to help others. Not the kind of stuff we see the church often engage in today, you know, in between four walls. It's time, we worship a lot. People go and sing and have a good time. But you can do that when you get to heaven. What you can't do when you get to heaven is tell somebody else that they can be saved through the finished work of Jesus Christ. There won't be anybody near that will need that message. They need it now. There will be time to praise God in heaven. It will be.
I wish we had hours to talk about the subject that you bring to us in both of these books. This book is Deliver Us from Evil, A Prayer for Our Times, called one of the most important Christian books for survival for the Christian Church's effective witness in our times. The other book we talked about today, The Death of Wisdom, The Rise of Folly, Why We Must Care. Both these available wherever books are sold, at Amazon, the usual places. Dr. Arnold O. Thompson has been our guest on the program. His website, simple, drthompsonbooks.com. We'll have links that will take you there on our website. Doctor, it's been a pleasure. Time has gone by way
yes,
too
nice
quickly.
Talking to you too. And it's also available in audio. So.
Oh, that's good. That is
available
good. The book
audio.
Is available.
It's available in audio.
And there's no reason not to read these. They will be life-altering and open your eyes. And these are two very important books for our times.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
And the books are readily available. I'd like to thank Gotham Books, Inc. for setting up our interview, with Dr. Thompson on the program today. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, too. I really enjoy speaking with you.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest, Dr. Arnold O. Thompson, his website, drthompsonbooks.com, the two books, Deliver Us from Evil and The Death of Wisdom. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.